Kyle, that was a fantastic show.
So good. This right? is a gem of a human being, and I'm so happy he was here.
Yeah, seriously. And when he said 83 subscribers, I'm like, you gotta
on YouTube,
be
yeah.
high and out of your mind. He was fan-freaking-tastic. He just utterly killed it. So everybody, subscribe to that man. Go.
Absolutely.
Go. But like after you're done listening to this, and this is the Trophy Room after the hunt, after show for every week for the Trophy Room, a PlayStation podcast. Like always, I'm your host, Joseph. My best friend, Kyle, right here. Hey. We're chillaxing. What a better day to just relax, man, you know?
That's such an oxymoron in my ears. You saying, what better day to relax?
What better day?
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
You know what
That's
I found out?
That's what we call the day after election day. Yeah. Better day to relax. You know what I'm saying?
Joseph Yaden on Twitter, he's like, what a troll. The day after election day, November 4th, is like national like stress day or whatever, like de-stress. It's like, yeah, okay. All right,
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, sure. Okay,
whoever.
Buddy.
Yeah, that was definitely a Kevin over there in accounting. Got his hand on the world calendar. It's just like, I'm going to throw a wrench somewhere here, you know?
He's just like, you know what would be funny? What if we make it de-stress day after the election? You know what? Let's throw it up there.
Let's do it, you know?
Fuck off.
Oh, my God. It's been... Dude, it's been a crazy few hours, but... I did save a few questions for the show. One from our good friend Catherine. Another one from our good friend Marcus O'Neill.
Yes.
And I try my best to, like, for all the questions, you know, I try to get them in the show. But Asa had to go. He's a papa. He's a papa. Yeah. He's, you know, he's on dad duty, which is awful. So I want to save these two because I feel like they're perfect after show questions. So I'm figuring for the questions that we may not have time for, maybe we just put them here and we all have a fun time. So Marcus O'Neill writes in, I've got a fun one for you guys. I need it, Marcus O'Neill. I need it so bad. A developer approaches you and wants to create a PS Trophy Room game for the PlayStation 5. It could be whatever you want. The sky is the limit and budget is no concern. What's the genre? What's the gameplay? And what's the story? And since we're talking PlayStation 5, how would you make use of the new PlayStation 5 features, haptic controls, etc.? Kyle, I think I already nailed it.
Okay. Because I do remember a very similar question.
Yes. And but it was like serious. It was like individual game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember describing a game where I'm trying to outrun you and your one many different characters from the show.
Oh, wait. Maybe we haven't had this question
like
fast.
The Dead by Daylight type game or something like that.
Yeah.
But I do have another idea for this one. So go ahead. Go with
yours. Because listen, it's been like 100 and how many shows have we done? It's been a lot. But this question, again, it's so good. So what game, no budget, you know, or like all the budget in the world, what's the genre? Action stealth game. Worth talking like...
Are we on the same wavelength here?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking Splinter Cell type of genre.
Oh, okay.
That's and when I'm thinking gameplay as well. What's the story? Well, you guys know how I got there. But you don't know how I got there. I'm
Damn
infiltrating
Joe.
Andrew House's house.
That's exactly the game that I had in my head. Except it's not Splinter Cell. It's an Uncharted-esque action adventure of you go try to find the fabled land of Andy House's house.
Because you're on your... listen, I get it. You're on your Uncharted shtick. Like I'm knocking out guards.
I'm your Sully. I'm trying to like... I'm going around with you, trying to help you out as much as I can.
Oh my God, that works so well as well. And I was also thinking for some reason, like I'm thinking Catherine levels of like, because I know like there's mazes and sheep people there, right? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Catherine. And like a lot of misogyny from what I hear. Here's the thing. With this game, the reason why I'm thinking Catherine, is it because me and Andrew House are in love? It's not happening. I've shut him down multiple times. It's because I want it to be a procedural generated game. Every time I'm playing that game, I want it to be a different level.
There's new obstacles.
The new obstacles, new guards to, like, sneak past. It, like, you get Turkish delights.
In a different place. You got He locked the screen door this time. You gotta find a window.
Exactly. Like, I have a toolkit. I have tools. You know?
Oh, that indie house, he barred up the windows. Oh, man, I gotta go to the chimney this time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I think we made it. But, Kyle, my question for you, as I look for question two from our good friend, Catherine. Mm-hmm. Catherine the game I mentioned, Catherine our friend.
Oh.
Crossed my mind. How do we put haptic feedback in here? What's the PlayStation 5 gimmicks? Like no loading, like that's whatever. Like what are we doing with the haptic feedback?
Hold on, let me see. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on an idea, but I don't know how it will work in the haptic feedback or any type of feature. Oh wait, nope, there it is. Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be game help.
Mhm.
We're going to have game help videos.
Okay.
But it's going to be Mama Badbit telling you.
And she doesn't know a game. She doesn't know what's going on. So she's just like, it's over there by the thing.
Either that or she's yelling at you, Joe, to come home and stop this.
Come back home.
What are you doing to that poor man's mail?
Yeah. I was actually thinking gameplay mechanics, like, if the door's locked, the trigger doesn't move or shit like that, but you went...
Oh, no.
You got personal with it. I like it.
I was thinking, like, haptic feedback of, like, you sneaking.
Mm-hmm.
And,
tip-toeing.
Like...
Tiptoeing.
Depending on the pressure is how much you can suppress your giggles while you're sneaking through his house.
Yeah, you're right, because he's a big dumb idiot. Oh God, I love it. Yeah, I think we've made the perfect game.
Yeah, it's done. Sony, hit us up.
Whatever you want, you know.
Naughty Dog, I hear you're looking for a new game. What do you? We got the idea for you, man.
Oh God, I'm fighting off a yawn right now. It's because I think I just don't have enough oxygen to my brain. That's a lot of laughs.
No, I woke up with the worst headache, so I feel you on that one.
So, dude, I woke up multiple times last night because obvious, you know, you're going to sleep.
What time did you wake up today?
I woke up. See, I fell asleep. Okay, real talk, gang. I was so nervous about the election. And in New Jersey, there's a vote for legalized recreational marijuana.
Marijuana.
So I don't take, like, Lexapro or anything for my depression. Those things have generally messed me up. So I do, from time to time, self-medicate with the Mary Jane. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also a lightweight.
The devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce. So I went to my friend... Veronica and Veronica gave
was
me
was she with her friend Archie?
Actually, yeah. How did you know? Do you know them?
It's crazy.
Holy shit. So she gave me these lozenges that are filled with THC or whatever. And so I fell asleep, but just like bummed out. And when you are like, you know, under the influence, you just knock out. But then I woke up at 1. Then I woke up at 2. Then I woke up at 4. Then I woke up at 7. And so
I was staring at the TV till 4 a.m. And then I had to will myself to get up out of the couch and go to bed because I would have stayed there just in like shock and horror.
Yeah.
And like, please, some good news. Please, before I go to bed. and then I woke up at like almost 12 and I felt like crap. Not physically like a headache.
Yeah.
But just I hate sleeping that late. It's same. Just a thing with me.
I just wasted
I feel
a
like
day.
I'm wasting a yeah, same. Mm-hmm. I'm wasting a day. I feel bad because then my dad's the only one around to help the girls get on school and stuff. So like it's like, oh God, I let them down, whatever. Who knows?
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you.
I know you're not.
Shout out to the Constantine Badbit Discord server because like I'm here and I got a notification, so I just tapped, right? And this is from a group chat I'm in, and it's Donald Trump. Sit going, it's the Wanda scene from Endgame, and it's like Donald Trump as Wanda, and he goes, "You took everything from me, And then Joe Biden's Thanos, and he goes, I don't even know where I am. And then there was another one in the Constantine Batman Discord server. Naga Chaka, you got me. It's Michael Scott going, I declare
presidency. Oh, yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't say it. I declared it.
One of the best moments in The Office is that scene right there, because I say it all the time, just in normal conversation with my family.
Dinner my family's table. Like, Kyle, I declare bankruptcy.
No, it's just like, Kyle, how are you going to pay, you know, your bill this month or whatever? And I just go, I declare bankruptcy. And they hate that show. They're like, that show's stupid. My parents, my mom especially, she has a real hard time understanding gold. And so she's like, that show sucks. I don't know why you watch it. It's boring. It's stupid. Oh my God. That's why I purposely say that, because she knows that from that show. And she just looks at me like, Kyle, no, stop it. Not today.
Oh my God. That was, oh my God, that would got me good. Kyle, I need money for lunch. I declare.
I declare bankruptcy.
Heidendors writes in, and this actually goes along with what we were saying. As of the time I'm writing this, the fate of the country is still up in the air. Don't worry, it gets whimsical. Trust me. Everything is beyond stressful. Trust me, it leads into a whimsical question. Personally, to make me feel better, I ate a lot of leftover Halloween candy at my desk and picked up some Burger King onion rings for lunch. Please note, this has made me feel better and I have a bellyache. What, as two video game dudes, do you have a game you fall back on to help you, to help put you at ease when you're stressed? Or what other than video games have you been doing today to help relieve this political pressure on your brain? I kind of like put that to more like, what do you do when you're stressed? Like, do you game? Is there a game you go to kind of like unwind?
So when I'm stressed, I find gaming adds to it. Because my stress usually comes from me thinking about, oh, I'm still not working, or oh, I don't know if I want to teach anymore. Where's money going to come from? Why am I sitting at home playing a game and I'm not out working or doing something like that? So me sitting down and playing a game makes me feel guilty for not doing more productive things.
Yep.
Even though that's a stupid way of thinking, and I need that needs to stop, full stop right there. But when I do think of a game, and Josh, you're going to hate me for saying it, it's Borderlands.
Oh,
I really do sit down and I just escape into that world and I fall into a groove and that helps. And I think another game that's coming out in 6 days, is going to help tremendously. And that's Fuser. I love me a good music rhythm game. And those really do help me escape, especially in college, like playing Rock Band and Guitar Hero. When I don't talk about this often in college. I really felt alone, even though I was with friends from high school. Those helped such a great deal. And I'm normally a very shy person, so people coming in and like, oh, can I play? And just playing that way and getting to know people through Rock Band and Guitar Hero. Those are my like little escapes, like music rhythm games, just chill out with music. And
they haven't gotten back to me, Kyle. I'll fight them again. I'll fight the Fuser PR team. Listen here.
Listen, you're listening to me,
Harmonix. You do know who I am? This is an Arby's, sir. I'll get out of your hair.
Oh, fine. I'll take the curly fries while I'm here.
I'm the double. Post-haste. What do I do to unwind? It depends. So, like, with the political fallout that was today, great example, couldn't do anything. So when I'm stressed, I can't interact with stuff. I just watch things. And so like today, what I did, I watched The Mandalorian with my mama and my brother. Just again, because I'm like whimsy. And I felt alive at certain parts, but I can't say it because Jedi Master Ren, he's still watching. He's still catching up, I think. Then I watched a little bit of Into the Spider-Verse. What's up, danger scene? And I cried. Nice. I'm a man, and I'll admit that because people have feelings.
Let's stop this right now.
Yeah.
This is something that I believe strongly in.
Uh-huh.
And it leads into male toxicity.
Okay.
It's okay to cry. Normalize crying, men out there. It's fine. It's healthy.
The toxicity
in the male dumb is... I can't. I was trying not to there. Crying is fucking normal. Yeah. I cry a lot because I'm an emotional human being. Don't bottle it in and think like, oh, I'm not less of a man because I'm crying. Fuck off. It's fine. It's a normal human response.
Yeah.
Chill out, dude.
Yeah. Like, I get that shit all the time. And maybe, I don't know what it is with me, but like, you know me, I'm laissez-faire with like most everything. So when I'll tell people like if I'm with my guy friends, quote unquote, right? And they're just like, oh yeah, like I watch a scene, I cry. They're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, guys, it's okay. Like, or like, I saw this scene.
Going back to The Office, I cry in The Office all the time when I rewatch that stuff. The Holly and The Proposal, tears.
You got that.
Jim and Pam getting married finally, tears. Oh my God. Come on.
You kidding me? That's love right there. You're seeing that. I'm supposed to be stoic and unmoved? No, I'm moved.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like I was watching, what is it? Oh my God. Moonlight? Yeah, I think it's Moonlight. Right?
I'll have to watch that one.
Oh my God. And like that one scene, I was like, you know? It's just weird. It's just weird how some people react to things. Yeah. Anyway, so watch that. Have a good sob. But like, I'm watching movies. And things that will purposely make me untense. And so like, I'm probably watching a comedy. That's usually what I'm doing. Cause I kind of want to laugh.
There is a movie that I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
Goonies, obviously. That is another one that I go to cause that's my favorite movie of all time. But Step Brothers. Step Brothers is absolutely a go-to movie when I want to escape.
Yes.
I fucking love Step Brothers. Dude. What's even better, I don't know if I said it on one of our shows or a different one, but my favorite thing about owning Step Brothers on Blu-ray is the commentary track. And because the commentary track is Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, and the director, I believe that's Adam McKay.
Yeah.
And it's a musical. The whole commentary track is them as a musical singing about what's going on. And Baron Davis, who's an NBA star, pops in halfway through the commentary for a little bit. It's amazing.
Oh my God. I need to watch that. You're getting a little mini Hamilton in your Step Brothers. Here's another one. We have a ketchup, the Heinz thing. Heinz has this thing where it's like a sriracha mayo sauce and it always looks like fancy sauce. And every time I talk about it and I see it, cause like, for me, I do have like visual tics that I have to say something if I see something type of thing. Mm-hmm. So like, I'll see that. My mom's like, could you pass me the Heinz like thing? And I'm like, if Dale wants his fancy sauce, he can get his own. He can make his own. Nobody ever gets it. Nobody understands why I call it fancy sauce. Or like if we're talking about sharks, I go, oh, the raw power. I still hate you, by the way. I hate you too. Oh God. I could do Boats and Hoes, I think. Yeah, I could do that still verbatim. I can't because we'll get copyright. But like, yeah, no. Yeah, that movie.
Are you fucking high? Do not touch my drum set.
I love the scene where.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Yep.
Where, Dale's dad's like spanking him. and Sean Capri sent me a party invite. Oh, yeah, a second. And he's spanking him. And he's like, stop or whatever. And he's like, you're next, mister. And he's like, oh, yes, sir. He's like, yes, Mr. Doback.
Also, like, just them being grown-ass adults and sleepwalking to the degree that they do in this movie, where they put, like, pillowcases in the oven, and
the clown and that's has how no they penis. Bond,
the mom and dad bond over, like, their dysfunctional kids.
Oh, God.
It's just so damn good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
So my brother's calling me. One sec. Hi, Dan. I'm recording a podcast. What's up? Anything all right? Yeah, I'm doing fine. All right, I love you. Probably not. I'm busy. I'm a busy boy. All right? I'm a mover and shaker of industries. Anyway. Stepbrothers, God, I love that movie so much. I butchered all the lines, but yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I just love when he's doing taxes in like the Jabba the Hutt, Jesus Christ, Chewbacca mask.
Good. I just had this thought, Joe.
Okay.
And I don't know when this could ever work or even if we have the balls enough to do it. We need to reenact the job interview scene where you're sitting behind me and someone's interviewing us and we're both wearing suits. Why is he here? What? Why are you both here? And why are you wearing a suit?
Shut your mouth.
Did you just fart? Is that garlic? Yeah, I could taste it.
Now the suit's kind of... Now the tuxedo suit fucked up.
That shit, yeah.
Oh, goodness. You know what, dude? Today's been a day... But I really, really, really loved our talk today. This is fan-freaking-tastic. I need this. Yeah.
Can we do one more before we end it?
Sure.
Because I teased it in the main show, I think.
Oh, okay.
With Asa. And I want to make sure if Asa's listening to this that he gets to hear the story that I told you. And you're like, what?
Oh, okay.
Did you know a little thing about football, the NFL, right? Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
Is the team in Philadelphia.
Yes. So here's what I know about them before you say.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're just awful because it's Philadelphia.
Yes.
Gotcha. Continue.
I am a Giants fan, New York Giants fan, die hard. And Asa came on and he saw my Mets stuff and I asked him about football. He's like, oh, I'm a weird one because he lived in New York for a time and he was a Yankees fan. But he said, I'm an Eagles fan. And I go, oh, no. You like when the Eagles booed Santa? And Joe's like, what? Yeah. So in 1968, 19-year-old Frank Olivo was dressed as Santa Claus at the Eagles' home game against the Vikings, where he was booed and pelted with snowballs. The Eagles were bad that season. They had a 2-11 record, but they were coming off two wins in a row, which hurt their odds at the number one overall pick. So fans were annoyed. Let's see. Olivo said he felt they were booing everything because of the bad weather and the lousy football. He walked up to somebody who balled up a snowball and threw it at him and said, you're not getting anything for Christmas. The legend was born. And they pelted him and they booed him just because he said, you're not getting anything for Christmas.
Oh my God.
And that's how crazy Philadelphia Eagles fans are and Philadelphia fans in general.
Yeah.
Like, there is a thing for most professional sports teams where they do have like a jail at the stadium for like the drunk fans. But the Philadelphia jail is like legendary at that ballpark. It's like, it's insane.
Yeah.
And it's a very well-known thing that, yeah, the Eagles fans are so ruthless that they boo to Santa. They don't care.
The thing that killed me was they didn't just boo him.
They pelted him with snowballs, right? Yeah. They're fucking ruthless.
Dude. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what would be even like the biggest punchline? If Philadelphia is the one thing holding this democracy together.
You know what? I will wear a Phillies hat or something in honor. Just for a day. Just a day.
To see how it fits. That's been the show, man. Again, like, fuck, what a great story. Oh, fantastic. Jesus. Everybody, thank you all so much. The one thing that I do want to say before we leave, I don't want to get too emotional here. You know, 2020 has been a year, right? You know it, I know it. We all know it. Y'all have been so incredible and so supportive and so engaged with us. And I feel blessed every day. Thank you all so much. You know, last night we had some really serious conversations. And usually when we get political, you know, usually that it's like a, it's a roller coaster ride, but there was awesome moments where we just had a conversation. You know, there wasn't like, not everybody was feeling the burn like you and I or whatnot, but like there was like a honest goodness conversation of getting to know each other in a more philosophical sense. And, you know, I know a lot of like people go, oh, we have the best community in the world. I really do feel like we're building the best community in the world because honestly, goodness, to see people treat each other when talking about politics, respect, hearing everybody out. What a wild concept in 2020.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. And I feel like oftentimes we get way too defensive when we talk about that stuff, right? So I just love to see us kind of embrace it instead of going, yeah, it's fucking crazy. World's nuts. So seriously, thank you so much for really keeping me sane. You know, I say every week that like, hey, toss a buck your way, blah, blah, blah. If you helped us, got you through a tough week, tough day, whatever have you, you've got us through so much more. So thank you all. I'm incredibly lucky.
So when old Kyle in his 80s, 90s, looks back on 2020, in my personal history book, I will be reminded of the joy of the PS5 finally launching and the joy knowing that we have all you at our backs and your full support. You've made this year so much better, and it's hard to fully put into words, but like, man, you're saving my daily sanity every single day and every week. It's just, thanks is just a small thing to say in the full scheme of things. Like, I just want to give everyone a hug for like at least 10 seconds and then let go and then bring you back in for another 10 second hug. Cause you mean a lot to me. You mean a lot to Joe. And thank you so freaking much. It's amazing. I love you.
Yep. Love you as well. Everybody love you. Let me tell you something. And the last like real talk thing today was the first time I felt truly lonely in this whole 2020 situation. And honestly, the thing that brought me back, and it's the thing that always continues to bring me back, is just like seeing the Discord and seeing all the lovely people there just going through it as well, but like being supportive of each other and giving each other laughs as well. Yeah. Like that's, thank you guys so much.
I mean, Jose photoshopping me in Bugsnax. Man, I needed that today. I needed that so bad. Oh. And the hidden Joe in the picture, too, is fantastic.
Wait, there's a hidden Joe?
Oh, you haven't found him yet? Oh, my goodness. You're in there, buddy.
OMG.
You got to find yourself.
Where is it? Because real talk, when we do that Road to Greatness, like that's going to be the thumbnail. Where is me? Let me see. Oh my god!
Hints?
Give me a hint.
Beginning of alphabet. That's way too.
I saw it. I'm in the A.
Yeah.
I love it. Everybody, that's been the Trophy Room After Show. I love you all so very much, and stay safe.
Yeah, love you.
Bye bye.